from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this Saturday morning. Glad you're with us, and if you're going outside, hydrate.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be hot, and suppose we think about that as young people get set to start their preseason practices for high school, because they're going back to school in a couple weeks. Get on back in there. Air-conditioned
babies. Is that what they say?
Get on back in there. Get on back in there, you air-conditioned babies.
That's what you get.
You get punished for having air-conditioning in your school.
You don't get to spend a lot of time on the summertime.
No.
Hey, listen, before we get into this, I got some news.
Okay.
Just real quick. Gonna make folks feel real old. And this is not supposed to happen. This is not supposed to happen. Do you know who's celebrating birthday number 61 today? Birthday number 61. Spud Webb.
Oh man.
you see what I'm saying? That ain't supposed to happen.
That does a little something to you.
That ain't supposed to happen. Anyway.
Shout out to Spud out there in Texas.
I'm sure our guest
may have something to say about that.
You're making him feel a little too. I didn't mean to do that, Doc.
Dr. Kirk Billy is athletic director, assistant principal of Cody County Schools. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, man. Y'all making me feel old. Spud Webb winning the dunk contest, and he's 61 now.
Yeah, really.
We
need to do that to you. Good morning to you. First of all, you're on dad duty this morning, right? You're out doing that, right?
We are. We're doing a little they moved all the volleyball club tryouts up to July from November and October. So we're sitting in the parking lot at Swanee Sports Academy right now about to walk in.
All right. Getting ready to go to work. My goodness. Usually when we talk with you, we talk about reclassification. And that's something that gets a lot of people rolling their eyes and puffing their jaws up. And we're not going to do that to you this morning. But we got something else happening. And that is a special vote that's been going to take place this week about amending the state's NIL rule. How did we get here?
Yeah, so, you know, this all came about, you know, it really started coming up about 2 or 3 years ago. And you know, finally, Dr. Hines and the GHSA, you know, we found that it was important to, you know, to participate in NIL and let our student athletes, you know, profit off their name, their personal name, image, and likeness. And, you know, everything was going pretty smooth. And then we've had a few things pop up that kind of raised some concerns. And so, really, we're just want guardrails in place. You know, we still have to remember we're in high school sports, and we've got to protect all of the schools in the state and all of our student athletes. And, you know, some people just won't you know, no rules, just let the kids do whatever they want. But at the same time, there's going to be communities in the state that are going to be able to utilize NIL a lot more than some others. And what we don't want is this to become the Wild Wild West, and people are transferring from one school because they don't have NIL and they go to another one who can afford to pay, you know, whatever they want. And then you're going to have the haves and the have nots. And that's just what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent, you know, schools and certain parts of the state from just completely dominating on the athletic field because they can have more money available to pay their student athletes.
Yeah, and we heard some people in different parts of the state express some concerns about this. And going back to the scoreboard show, myself and Chris Parker last season. Nevertheless, this is something that, you know, Dr. Robin Hines was enthusiastic about. And they all said NIL clubs, collectives. Now, we hear about that at the collegiate level, and that is something different. This wasn't supposed to happen at the high school level, right?
Correct, and that's, you know, that goes back to us in the and I'm on, like, guardrails has kind of become my word with this deal. But you know, it's, you start having collectives and you start having, you know, donation groups for certain athletes and teams. I mean, we're gonna have an issue with transfers and you know, the high level athletes wanting to go to certain schools because they can get paid more, or they could just get paid. You know, y'all know as good as well as I do, we've got communities that have a lot of industry and, you know, they're very wealthy, and then we've got parts of the state that aren't. And, you know, the parts of the state that aren't are going to have, they're going to have a problem providing high-level NILs to keep their own athletes that were homegrown, and they're going to leave and go somewhere else. And that's where we're coming from on our side, because there's so many unintended consequences with NIL, and we just got to make sure we're doing what's best for our schools and our student athletes.
Dr. Kurt Miller joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This is one of those situations where, I guess from my seat, which is not as informed as Sam and what you're doing on the front lines there, that you kind of wish the genie didn't come out of the bottle right now or as soon as it did, because there are, as you like to say, the guardrails weren't up. But a lot of this was unforeseen, because it is uncharted territory. Moreover, you didn't want to take the plan that college has in place and apply it to high school. Obviously, you couldn't. So all of that put into a blender, your world must be one of those, and everybody that you're working with making these decisions, where you guys are pulling your hair out trying to figure out the best path to take.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, you know, the good news is Dr. Hines was an advocate for this. He educated all of us. He spoke with executive directors in other states, and you know, he he felt that the initial rules that we put in, which is Appendix N in the white book, would fit us and would do great for us. And, you know, we've been working with this for a while. And, you know, now we expected some hiccups. We expected some things to come out. You know, we didn't know what they were going to be. But, you know, I think we're doing a good job of working through them. Dr. Hines is reaching out to, you know, other executive directors in other states that are dealing with this same situation. And, you know, we think that we've kind of, what we're going to talk about on Thursday is going to, you know, really help simplify and explain more of what the GHSA bylaws are with NIL. But, you know, as far as getting frustrated with it and anything like that, I mean, anytime you're dealing with sports, especially high school sports, there's always something that comes up, and you just, you know, the best thing you do is just reach out to your peers and see what they're doing. And then, you know, that's what Dr. Hines in the state office has just done a really good job with. And Dr. Scott, now that's going to be coming in, they've all worked really hard and informed us, you know, on where we should go. And, you know, it's just like another challenge in anything else you do. You understand the task and you try to figure it out.
What a note for Dr. Scott to show up on, though. How about that, folks? We're spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Dr. Kurt Miller from Oconee County Schools. And he is social. You can always find him at Kurt_Miller30 at Kurt_Miller30. Let's talk about some of the things that are, you know, against the rule. And one of them is using, you know, school logos or the names on jerseys. That's something you go out and get a jersey that's your school color and take a picture and use it as one thing, but not one with your school's name or logos on, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and Sam, I'll be honest, I'm a proponent of that, because that goes back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago about, you know, you go to certain schools or certain communities and they've got the ability to provide high-level NIL deals for student-athletes. Well, people are going to automatically know where you're at. And I think that's just something that we have to remember. We're in high school sports, and not all areas of the state are going to be able to do what other areas are. And, you know, that might be good, might be bad, but we just think that that's a safeguard we've got to put up for our schools.
Yep. It was something that came out in a note from the GHSA several weeks ago concerning NIL clubs. Basically, we're talking about organizations or collectives at the high school level. But I, you know, and here's the thing I think may happen, and I don't know. You know, we talk about recruiting and how now certain schools, right now almost all schools, have a coach on the coaching staff or whatever sport that kind of coordinates that thing, the recruiting thing. I don't know if we get to the point where some schools will have a person on board that recruits this type thing or kind of, I don't know, negotiates, but maybe administers the guardrails for NIL. And maybe that's someone that would be on the coaching staff for schools. Am I going in the right direction with that? That maybe someone that you have on your coaching staff that says, okay, if you're going to do this, let's coordinate this with this school to make sure we're in the balance. Because we're talking about eligibility being taken away and maybe some penalties for the schools themselves.
Yeah, I think that this is kind of, you know, some schools or all schools really have tried to have to rework what they had in place. And really what we initially had in place was just sending out the information so parents knew it. But, you know, one thing I would recommend is just I wouldn't put it on the coaching staff. I think that's something that should probably come from the athletic department. And, you know, we've got something in our district that if somebody signs does an NIL deal, you know, they have to report it to us. And then you have to log those with the state office.
Okay.
So, you know, we would just rather that come straight to the athletic department and let the coaches focus on coaching. And they got enough to deal with trying to watch film, draw up plays, have practice, and do all that they do. That's just something that we would take on. We would take ownership of that in the athletic department.
Okay. We creating jobs for somebody here. Talk about what you've done this off season, because we're getting ready to ring the bell and get everybody back in school. What do folks in your capacity do? What's been your checklist to make sure you guys are ready to get going here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've we offered more youth camps, sport camps at Oconee than we ever have, and that was really exciting. And we redid our gym floor. I think you might have seen that on Twitter.
I saw the pictures of that. It looks good.
Yeah, we were really excited about that. It looks really good. Got a lot of phone calls and compliments on that. and that was our basketball and volleyball booster club. They the coaches wanted to change, and those folks stepped up and took care of it. So we were excited about that. We're about to get a new sound system in our stadium. We're
that stadium already got the lights. That. What else you got to do to that stadium? That stadium got the lights, the dance, and all kind of stuff.
Be popping
up
now.
Yeah, our district. Of course, they put the turf in before I got there, and the lights were there before I arrived as well. But they did a really good job of putting a state of the art light system in there, and we definitely use it. We use it all the time, so we're very thankful for that.
Before we let you go, Doctor, just take a second and talk to the parents that are listening right now, and give them an overview or calm them down, or just let them know what is around the corner when it comes to NILs and high school sports, if you could.
Yeah, nothing changes. I mean, if there's a student athlete that wants to try to make some money off their name, image, and likeness, that's still going to be available. We're just trying to, like I've been saying, is just protect all of our schools and protect the student athletes. Because the last thing we want to do is a student athlete get tangled up in an NIL, and next thing you know, this company starts doing whatever they want, and they're publicizing their picture in their school uniform and naming their position and all this, and all they want to do is make money off of that, yeah. off of the deal. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it hurts the kid. And so I would just make sure they've got a lot of things in writing. They speak with their school athletic director, and everybody's on the same page before they get involved in any kind of deal that could jeopardize their eligibility. Because at the end of the day, you know, I inform parents, it's not worth it. I would just not do it, so there is no chance of your eligibility being ruined. And you just really gotta trust the people and trust the process that you're going through.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Dr. Kurt Miller, we appreciate it. Hope they get those doors open up there.
Yeah, really.
Sports Academy, so y'all can get in there and get busy today. But thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to have you. And we're going, of course, Chris and I are gonna want you on the scoreboard show some this fall, so we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. I got one more thing I got to say. I get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, we celebrated our 21st wedding anniversary with my wife. So.
Yeah. Now, all right now.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Now, here's the thing.
You got to stay out of trouble.
Never mind. We'll get all right, I wonder if he took her someplace special. but there's nothing wrong with
it.
Go ahead.
Man, we're 10 minutes from Athens, so we're going to go have a fun time in Athens tonight.
All right, there you go.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank y'all.
All right, appreciate it.
I think that this is kind of, some schools, or all schools really have tried to have to rework what they had in place. And really what we initially had in place was just sending out the information so parents knew it. But, one thing I would recommend is just I wouldn't put it on the coaching staff. I think that's something that should probably come from the athletic department. And we've got something in our district that if somebody signs does an NIL deal, they have to report it to us. And then you have to log those with the state office.
Okay.
So, we would just rather that come straight to the athletic department, and let the coaches focus on coaching. And, they got enough to deal with trying to watch film, draw up plays, have practice and do all that they do. That's just something that we would take on. We would take ownership of that in the athletic department.
Okay. We creating jobs for somebody here. Talk about what you've done this offseason, because we're getting ready to ring the bell and get everybody back in school. What do folks in your capacity do? What's been your checklist to make sure you guys are ready to get going here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we offered more youth camps, sport camps at Oconee than we ever have, and that was really exciting. And we redid our gym floor. I think you might have seen that on Twitter.
I saw the pictures of that. It looks good.
Yeah, we were really excited about that. It looks really good. Got a lot of phone calls and compliments on that. And that was our basketball and volleyball booster club. They the coaches wanted to change, and those folks stepped up and took care of it. So we were excited about that. We're about to get a new sound system in our stadium.
That stadium already got the lights. That. What else you got to do to that stadium? That stadium got the lights, the dance, and all kind of stuff.
Be popping
up
there. Now.
Yeah, our district. Of course, they put the turf in before I got there, and the lights were there before I arrived as well. But they did a really good job of putting a state of the art light system in there, and we definitely use it. We use it all the time, so we're very thankful for that.
Before we let you go, Doctor, just take a second and talk to the parents that are listening right now, and give them an overview or calm them down, or just let them know what is around the corner when it comes to NILs and high school sports, if you could?
Yeah, nothing changes. I mean, if there's a student athlete that wants to try to make some money off their name, image, and likeness, that's still going to be available. We're just trying to, like I've been saying, is just protect all of our schools and protect the student athletes. Because the last thing we want to do is a student athlete get tangled up in an NIL, and next thing you know, this company starts doing whatever they want, and they're publicizing their picture in their school uniform and naming their position and all this, and all they want to do is make money off of that, yeah, off of the deal. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it hurts the kid. And so I would just make sure they've got a lot of things in writing. They speak with their school athletic director, and everybody's on the same page before they get involved in any kind of deal that could jeopardize their eligibility. Because at the end of the day, you know, I inform parents, it's not worth it. I would just not do it, so there is no chance of your eligibility being ruined. And, you just really got to trust the people and trust the process that you're going through.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Dr. Kurt Miller, we appreciate it. Hope they get those doors open up there.
Yeah, really.
Sports Academy, so y'all can get in there and get busy today. But thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to have you. And we're going, of course, Chris and I are going to want you on the Scoreboard Show some this fall, so we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. I got one more thing I got to say. I get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, we celebrated our 21st wedding anniversary with my wife. So.
Yeah. Now, all right now.
There you go. There you go.
Congratulations.
Now, here's the thing.
You got to stay out of trouble.
never mind. We'll get all right, this. I wonder if he took her someplace special. but there's nothing wrong with
we'll that.
Go ahead.
Man, we're 10 minutes from Athens, so we're going to go have a fun time in Athens tonight.
All right, there you go.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank y'all.
I appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.